Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
All right, Problematics. Let's switch gears a little bit. Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith were Hollywood's hottest couple for decades and decades. But now, Jada just dropped a couple of bombs. She's got a book coming out, and she has dropped the bomb that she and Will Smith have been separated for the better part of 7 years, and this comes after he completely destroyed his career by slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars in the slap that was heard around the world. This is Rob Smith. This is Can't Cancel Rob Smith. All right, Problematics, let's have a little palate cleanser today. Let's talk some Hollywood celebrity culture, and this is very interesting to me because it really did blow my mind when this news dropped that Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith have been separated for 7 years. This is amidst all of the drama that has been surrounding that relationship. This is amidst Will Smith basically destroying his career at the peak of a legendary, iconic Hollywood career. Okay, him winning the Oscar for a movie called King Richard, in which he played the father to Venus and Serena Williams. And actually, a wonderful, wonderful movie. If you've not seen it, I think it was it's still on HBO Max right now. It's actually a wonderful movie. He's wonderful in it. Obviously deserved the Oscar. This was literally the pinnacle of a career that has spanned, 30 years at this point. This dude went from rap to one of the biggest sitcoms on television to being a major, major movie star. I would say that he was one of the last movie stars. And then Chris Rock makes a bad joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's bald head. Will Smith walks up on the stage and slaps him in front of the entire world. And I think a lot of people don't realize, because the outrage about all of that stuff really didn't start until the day after, when we had all come to terms with exactly what happened. Because literally 20 minutes after that, he was given a standing ovation by all the phonies in Hollywood as he accepted his, what I believe is a well-deserved Academy Award for Best Actor. Then the blowback came. The dude destroyed his career. He was untouchable. He was golden. Destroyed his career in defending the honor of Jada Pinkett Smith. And so it was very shocking to me that she's come out. She's got a book to push. And she has basically said that they have been separated this entire time. I want you to listen to her. This is her talking with Hoda over on NBC.
The thing that surprised me the most, that I actually had to reread it, because right. I said, is this true?
Right.
Was that in 2016, you and Will decided that you were going to live completely separate lives.
Yes.
It was not a divorce on paper,
right.
But it was a divorce. So from the year 2016, which is 7 years ago now,
yes.
Y'all have been apart.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just get the scorecard clear here. And I actually tweeted about this. So I want to read what I tweeted, because I did a little video about this and I tweeted it. And I just want to read, because when I tweeted it out, I mean, I pretty much, you know, had it all there. So let me find that. And I'm going to read to you exactly what is going on. So Jada Pinkett Smith has admitted to an affair with her teenage son's friend. Remember, a couple of years ago, she talked about her entanglement with an R&B star in his early 20s named August Alsina, who was a friend of her teenage son, Jaden. Dragged Will Smith onto her internet show to talk about it. She has hosted the Red Table Talk, which was on Facebook Watch back when they were doing originals. And there was a couple of real pop cultural moments that came from Red Table Talk. So it was her transitioning from Hollywood actress to, you know, celebrity talk show host, etc. Okay. Oh, and so she drags Will Smith onto the show to talk about it. And when you watch this clip, I want you to find this clip, because you have to see it. You have to see the pain in Will Smith's eyes as his wife drags him onto her internet talk show to talk to him about how she had an affair with their teenage son's friend. And you can see the hurt and pain in his eyes. I mean, this man is completely destroyed, broken, humiliated. And then this whole time, by the way, is pretty much getting attention from a friendship, relationship, whatever, that she had with Tupac, the rapper. But, and this is back in the early 90s. And she's getting a round of attention for this ever so often. And has just admitted that she and Will have been separated the entire time. She has basically used him to elevate her public platform amidst all of this drama, because nobody was checking for her acting career anymore, which I personally think is a shame, because I think that Jada Pinkett Smith was a damn good actress. If you know, see any of the stuff that she did, I mean, she's been around a long time, and maybe these are things that you have to be, these are part of Black culture more than mainstream culture, but she did a movie called Menace to Society in the 90s, a movie called Jason's Lyric, a movie called Set It Off. These are movies that are iconic in the Black community, and she was incredible in these movies. All right, she was an incredible actress. And so apparently that was not enough. So she needed to drag all of her personal business out into the streets. And I will never, for the life of me, understand these people have everything. They live in some palace in California, like 2 tennis courts and 3 pools and all this other stuff. They look like these people live in community colleges at this point. And I will never understand the kind of narcissism that it must take, the kind of desperate thirst and desire for attention one must need to have everything in the world, to have already had the wealth and the fame and the power and all of this stuff, and still need the attention that comes from airing your dirty relationship laundry for all the world to see. I think it says something very sick and twisted about the world that we live in today, that these people, I'm not gonna say these people, I'm gonna say Jada, okay, because this was all her doing. Will, I don't know why he would ever agree to have done that show, but he's there, it's out there, find it on social media. I would never understand for the life of me the depths and level of narcissism that it would take in order to seek that kind of attention when you already have all of the wealth, fame, money, and power in the world. And that, to me, really speaks to the fundamental emptiness of celebrity. And if you read, if you believe some of the rumors that these people are dabbling in Scientology, which are unfounded, but those rumors have been around for years that Will and Jade have been dabbling in Scientology, to me, you really do come across some people in life to which nothing is ever enough. Nothing that they could ever have will ever be enough to satisfy this pit, this empty pit that they have inside of them. And most people who have the sense that God gave them come to the realization that there's nothing that can really fulfill you the way that God can. I truly believe these are people that, because you can go in this world, you can get all the followers and all the wealth and all the fame and all the money and all the power and all the yachts and mansions and all of that stuff. And some of these people still feel empty because they don't have God. But this is not about religion. Back to the narcissism of Jada Pinkett Smith. And like I said, I think that it says something very, very bad about the world that we live in. And it certainly says something bad about her. And rumor has it, and these are, again, unfounded rumors, rumor has it is that the book is not, the pre-sales are not even that good. And rumor has it that the publisher is complaining about, they probably gave her some ridiculous advance, thinking that people were going to pay to read dirty laundry that she's been airing for free on the internet for years at this point. And all the juicy stuff is coming out in these interviews anyway, and all this other stuff, you know, her and she's talking about Tupac, and she's talking about this. She has admitted to the fact that Chris Rock had tried to initially ask her out when there were rumors about the marriage being on the rocks, because there were rumors about the marriage being rocky for years. And so now that gives some context as to Will Smith's anger at Chris Rock in that moment. And how this man is obviously completely controlled by this woman. So, heterosexual men that listen to me, oh man, be careful who you marry, be careful who you marry, be careful who you marry, because the wrong woman will destroy everything that you have spent decades to build. Before Will Smith, okay, and when you think back to the red table talk thing where she dragged him onto the desk so that she could talk to him about the affair that she had on her show to get ratings for her show. And even when you think back to that moment was embarrassing, but that moment honestly didn't travel too far beyond, you know, what is known as Black Twitter or the culture internet or whatever. It was an embarrassing moment. And, you know, they were powerful enough, you know, in Hollywood to have any sort of negative talk about that shut down, right? But this moment with Will Smith, that is a global stage. This man destroyed his career and everything that he had built over 30 years for her. But you know what? Look, guys, you have had enough of my thoughts on this topic. I felt like this really needed a woman's perspective. So I'm going to talk to my good friend Shamika Michelle about this right after the break.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
All right, Problematics, you have listened to me talk about this Will and Jada situation, but I really, really needed a woman's perspective. So I reached out to my good friend, Shamika Michelle, because I know she has a lot to say. Thank you for joining, Shamika.
Thank you for having me, Rob. I can't wait to get into this.
All right, look, let's get into this. Like, I've taken the Problematics because some of my Problematics may not have known like the whole history, because it really is one of these things where I feel like before the Oscar thing happened, his humiliation at the hands of Jada was kind of like a Black Twitter thing. Like, that was something we know because we were watching the Red Table. But then
right.
Oscars kind of just made it global, I guess. But, what's your take on all of this? I want to hear this from a woman's perspective.
You know, I ask, what has Will done to deserve such bald-headed evilness? Like, this woman is so evil. And of course, he has to be so weak to put up with it. But it's like every time I turn around, she's throwing him under the bus. You know, of course, the whole Oscars thing after that, she came out saying, you know, she didn't want him to do that and she hated it. And it was just like she's always saying something against him. Going back to the Red Table when she had her entanglement, we didn't know anything about that. What was the purpose of sitting this man at this table to share that you have been sleeping with your son's friend and, you know, how y'all had to deal with that? And then every time you turn around, she's coming out about how much she loves Tupac and how Tupac is this and Tupac is that. And she didn't even want to marry Will, but her mom, you know, kind of push that on her.
Wait a minute, what? I didn't even know that.
Yes, she wasn't even into Will like that. She has publicly stated that before. And so I'm just like, every time we turn around, she is saying something negative, you know, or tearing this man down. And I get she wants to tell her truth, you know, people, it's my truth. But you don't have to do that at his expense. Like, we wouldn't know anything about that. And yeah. even the her son, I believe, said that she introduced him, this is the son, to like doing psychedelic drugs and stuff like that. So I'm just like, who is this woman?
This is a mess. But let me ask you this, because I wondered, like, what does this say about male and female relationships right now in general? Because this is, I said something before the break, and I want to know if you agree with this. And I want to know, because like, I've been slammed. I did a video about this and I put this on my Instagram, and now I'm being slammed to say, well, I'm always bashing women. And I never wanted to come from that place. And this is what I said before the break. I said, this woman has systematically, I believe, destroyed everything that this man has spent the past 30 years building. And I think that the wrong woman and the wrong wife can destroy a man. What do you think about that statement?
I totally agree with you. Look at just his reputation. We don't even esteem him the way that we used to. Now, granted, he was always like this popcorn bubblegum rapper. You know, it's not, we didn't look at him like he was Ice Cube.
Yeah.
But he had, you know, successful music, a successful television show, successful music. Movies. We looked at Will like he was the epitome of men, you know?
We respected Will.
Yes.
We respected that man.
We did, for sure. And so now it's like he doesn't even garner that respect from us because of what she has done. So your statement is absolutely 100% correct.
And I've been very curious because I've been talking to my Problematics about this because I haven't really delved into men and women relationships and stuff like that. But I think that a trend in podcasting right now, which is very interesting, I think it's peaked a little bit, but I think the ones that are doing it, like, and I think about the Fresh and Fits, and I think about like the Whatever podcast, and I think about these podcasts that are really digging deep into like male and female dynamics. And I wonder, because I think that women, and I'm not even going to go bring race into it, because I think that they, like Jada and Will saying, like, this is beyond race right now. I just think like women in general,
Like, they're seeing Jada as like, oh yeah, this is something to be emulated. And now I'm seeing women say things about like, oh well, an alpha female does this and does that. And I'm just like, for me, it just seems so, it just seems, everything seems upside down. And I even look at like the Rihanna ASAP Rocky thing where it's like, she's like the man of the house and he's holding kids. It's like, to me, it's down is up and up is down.
Yes. Things to me right now, Rob, are so unnatural. Like, it's not even natural for us as women to want to be like, I'm seeing what you're seeing, the alpha female. Shut up. That's so stupid. You're supposed, like, I believe in what the scriptures say, that women were put here to be help meets. You are supposed to support, assist, fulfill, and satisfy this man. You're supposed to nurture your children. Like, my greatest joy is being a mom. And my kids are 18 and up. I still look forward to them telling me about, you know, she's going to get mad probably because she can hear me. My daughter went on a little ice cream date yesterday. I wanted to hear all about it to make sure, you know, this was somebody that I support her going out with again. You know, how did he treat you? Did you walk on the inside of the, you know,
street? Yeah.
Yes. Like, all of these things, I wanted to make sure, you know, give me some feedback. And so, like, we're natural nurturers. Mm-hmm. And for women who don't do that, to me, I just feel like, yeah, it's upside down. It's out of our nature. And you aren't really fulfilling your purpose here. And therefore, you aren't happy, which is why this is what we see from Jada. She's not happy with this man. Will has had to compete with a dead man.
A dead
for
man.
Almost 30 years now.
Now, do you think that this stuff that we're saying, because what I'm really trying to do is I just want to extrapolate, you know, some lesson that we should be learning here from this. Do you think that this is a result of feminism or the way in which feminism has been, I think, corrupted and co-opted by the left? Because and this is controversial, and maybe, you know, since I came from the left, there's always like that little bit of lib in me that's just there. I don't think that women wanting to do certain things is inherently bad, but I think that when the society tells them to go against what is an inherently feminine nature in order to do so, I think that feminism, the way that it is pushed in the society, is like the intention is to make women men for some reason. I think that that is definitely multiplied in the Black community, but just in general, overall, it's like this feminism that we have now is like trying to make women men.
Yeah, and I do blame feminism. And I think that feminism has had an effect on both men and women, because men have been beat down for so long and told for so long, if you don't even support a woman doing every single thing she wants to do, you're a misogynist and you're bad. And, you know, we talk about the patriarchy being bad. Like, I don't have a problem with women going after, you know, some big dream that they have. But I do think, like, you should not put that above being a wife or a mother. You know, if you got to have a baby and throw that baby in daycare when that baby is 6 weeks old because you're sitting here chasing a dollar, I'm just not the type of person that agrees with that. Now, if you are in that position financially and there's no other way, then I understand that. But just by choice, you feel like some woman across town is better suited to take care of a baby that you carried for 40 weeks that God allowed you to be blessed with because you want to go chase a dollar, you want to be some boss bee. I don't support that. And I do think that feminism has made women feel like that's what they should do. I was a housewife and I had a lot of women around me saying, couldn't be me. I got to have my own money. You know, you got things you want to do. But listen, when I've had my daughter who just came out of high school graduate with a 4.43 with 72 college credits already. She's a registered junior. Her sister above her graduated with a 4.3. Like, and now just got an internship, you know, for accounting. It makes sense to me that I was home pouring into these kids.
Exactly. And for somebody like you, you were able to do that, be home, pour into those kids. And now, and you've been able to develop a whole career now, right? Like, right. You've been able to develop this as a career. So you actually do have it all, right? And you have it all now because you made different choices when you were younger. Mm-hmm. There are women that I know personally that made different choices. There are women that decided to go for the dollar, to go for the career, et cetera, et cetera. And they have the career and they have the status and they have the clout and they have all of those things. And you know what? Those women are pushing 40. They don't have a man. They don't have a family. And they're looking back and they're saying, was the sacrifice I made worth it? And the ones that I have spoken to privately do not say they do not think that that choice is worth it. They wish that they had made different choices.
Oh, absolutely. And here it is. I'm sitting thinking, oh, great. I made the perfect choice. Mm-hmm. I got with their dad at 22. You know, we got married. We had kids. I know what it feels like to build a house from the ground up and to walk down the aisle and smash cake in each other's faces. Like, I did all of that and I get to see the fruit of it. And so my sacrifice of not running. And honestly, I didn't even know what I wanted to do at 22. Like, I had no idea I would even be in media at all. That wasn't something that I ever felt like was possible for me.
It just it happened for you because you're talented and you just have this magic thing. And then here.
And
then you
are. And so I'm so glad that I sacrificed any type of, because I really would have just been running around trying to figure out this, that, and the other. I'm so glad that I focused on family first. And then now this career has blossomed from my life experiences, because I really just started talking about my life and things that I saw in an open, honest way. And people were drawn to that. So it's like, now, my kids, I am their idol, because mom was there. Mom was at every honor roll, every PTA meeting, every sports event that they participated in. Mom and dad, you can look one place. We're sitting right there. And now mom has a career. And so they're like, that's what I want to do.
Now, let me ask you a question to wrap this up. And I because this is a theory that I have in going back to the Will and Jada thing. My theory is this. I believe that there may have been some professional jealousy involved. Because, and I was telling my audience before the break, you know, I never assume to know who my audience is. I think that maybe they may, you know, have not been aware that Jada was very respected as an actress, particularly like in the Black community for the movies that she did. Mm-hmm. Like Menace Society, talking about Jason's Lyric, talking about Set It Off. These are iconic movies. And she was a terrific actress. Mm-hmm. She really was. I will give that to her. But when she married Will Smith, she became Jada Pinkett Smith and she became Mrs. Will Smith. Mm-hmm. And I am always curious about, particularly when it comes to men and women's relationships, should a man pick a partner that is, as a woman, that is sort of like this high-powered career thing, and where do you think jealousy and competitiveness can kind of like come in there? And like, you know, I'm gay. My entire audience knows that I'm gay. And I've had issues in previous relationships with there being competition because I'm whoever it is that I am in the world. Mm-hmm. And some other people kind of, you know, were like, well, what about me? What about me? So I'm just curious as to your thoughts on that.
When it comes to Will and Jada, you're right, because I do know she had a music career after that. I don't know how successful it was because I wasn't interested. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, most people weren't. And Will was this big time star. He was doing movie after movie, hit after hit. And so I do think there was some jealousy. And when it comes to being a powerful person, you have to be with somebody, especially men, I think you should be fine with being with someone that wants to be your wife.
Yeah.
I even look at Tom Brady. He married this powerful superwoman mm-hmm. that supermodel that now when you hear her talk, she acts as if she lost something by becoming his wife. She talks about their marriage and having kids as being in the valley. And then she says, but I'm going to be on the mountaintop again. You're the wife of a superstar football player. That should be enough. You are a mom to healthy kids. That should be enough. But for a lot of women, they want that equality in feeling like we're on the same level. I make just as much money as he does. Yeah. And, you know, because she's complaining, why does he get to go after his career while she raises the children? That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So I think men should just, you know, get with a woman that is fine with being Mrs. Will Smith.
Yeah. And
Mrs. Tom Brady, you know?
And what I hate about how the conversation happens is that when men say this, and when either powerful men or wealthy men or whatever, when they say, I want somebody that's just going to be cool with being my wife and raising my children, then the criticism is, oh, you just don't want a strong woman, or you feel threatened by a strong woman, et cetera. Like, maybe like men don't want that.
Right.
Maybe they want somebody that's going to be cool with being their wife and raising their kids. And they want somebody for whom that is enough.
Yes.
As opposed to, oh, yeah, I'm just going to drop these kids out and then I'm going to get right back to work and all this other stuff. So I feel like they should be entitled to want that.
Yes, for sure. And we demonize men for voicing their opinions. Like, you hear the pushback that the Fresh and Fit podcast will get, or some of these men that are more outspoken. I'm sorry?
Oh, I said they're trying to destroy Fresh and Fit.
Yeah. The ones that are more outspoken and saying these things, they get demonized and they get called misogynist or whatever, and saying that they don't want to see women prosper. And that's not it at all. I do think that a woman should be fine being a wife. Listen, they know, you know, I work for the Blaze. I have been asked, if you get married, you know, now I'm past childbearing years. I can still have one, but might not come out quite right. So they've asked, if you get married, remarried, and your husband wants you to just be his wife, would you leave this podcast? And my answer was yes. I would chuck the deuces to all of that to be his wife, if that's what he needed me to do. Now, of course, I'm hoping that's not the case. I hope that I get with someone that says, well, she works from home and she's not gone all the time and she can still, you know, pull it off.
Yeah.
But I would be content with just being his wife. And you have some women that that's just not enough for them. And I do think a lot of that is societal pressure and how we've kind of conditioned women to feel like being a wife and being a mom is not enough. But when we look at these kids and how they are wreaking havoc across America, somebody should have been mama. Somebody should have stopped and said, I don't want Instagram raising my child, or YouTube raising my child, or the gangs in the area raising my child. I'm going to raise my child and be the person that they look to for guidance. And then I think we would have much better communities than what we're starting to turn out.
We would. Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. Shamika, love you so much. I think that your perspective is such a gift. So thank you for taking the time out and joining me. Oh, and tell the Problematics where they can find you online.
If they go to ShamikaMichelle.com, find me there, they can find me anywhere. And I appreciate you having me, Rob. I really do. Oh, one other thing.
Sure.
And for your person needs to be able to accept that you are Rob Smith and everything that comes with that. It just is what it is.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. As always, thank you, Problematic, so much for joining me. You can download Can't Cancel Rob Smith on Apple Podcasts, iHeart Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget, you can always follow me on social media on Twitter, now X, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Rob Smith Online.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.